The Regulatory Reform Act of 2012 takes another step toward a customer service-oriented permitting process for industry, says primary bill sponsor Senator David Rauser. The bill requires permitting agencies to track and report the time it takes to complete each step in the process. Rauser says that kind of audit will help legislators figure out where the delays occur in obtaining permits. Legislators, says Rauser, have gone overboard in the last 10 to 20 years with unnecessary and costly environmental protections, albeit well-intentioned ones.
We're just trying to create a stronger balance. We want to protect the environment. We want to do what's right. But we also need to have a framework in place that's user-friendly.
Dan Conrad, legislative counsel for the North Carolina Conservation Network, an environmental advocacy group, says the bill is anything but equitable when it comes to weighing business considerations against environmental protections.
It's not really showing a balanced approach. It's again, just basically a wish list for industry and takes that stance where regulation and the economy have to be separate from one another.
But the existing layers of regulations are a serious impediment, says Rauser, to a healthy business atmosphere in the state. Conrad challenges that assertion by pointing to North Carolina's consistent ratings in prominent financial publications as one of the best places to do business. Rauser says he expects to see the bill passed by the end of the short session. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.